Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the All Things Bama Podcast, powered by the Bama Central Broadcast Network.
Welcome into the All Things Bama Podcast. I am your host, Mason Woods, and as always, I am joined here by my good friend, Joe Gaither. We are back today with a jam-packed show with a lot of topics from the last week to get into. Before we do any of that, I got to remind you both to follow myself and Joe on Twitter at MAWoods_@JoeGaither6. Make sure you follow the show. Give us a five-star rating on whatever platform you get your podcast from, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon. Make sure you also go follow the Joe Gaither Show, rate it five stars as well, so you can hear whatever we don't get into on this program. I got a handful of things to get into this week from the into. Golly, it's like I'm having a stroke right here at the start of the show. Can't speak. I have a few things to get into from the week on today's show. But before we do it, we'll kick things off with some recruiting talk like we always do. Massive, massive weekend for the Crimson Tide on the recruiting trail. We were just talking about it before we started recording. There are 15 prospects on campus this weekend. The biggest group that you have had yet this summer. And the biggest name in that group, five-star wide receiver Sadarian Morgan. We've talked about this guy a lot, but this is one that I think, yes, we say this, but like we mean it when we say it this time, you have to get this guy. You absolutely have to get a player like Sadarian Morgan, in-state prospect, number one overall player in the state of Alabama, number two wide receiver in the country. You got to go get him. 6'4", I believe, right, 210, I think. Just a big body guy. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. He is, in my opinion, I think he's the best receiver in this class. We're splitting hairs when we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4 rankings, those kind of guys right all at the top. I have watched the highlights for all of the 2, 3, 4 guys at the top there, Tristan Keys, Sadarian Morgan, and, of course, now I'm blanking on some of the other guys that are right up there.
Booby Feaster.
Yeah, Booby Feaster. But regardless, this guy is the best receiver in this class. He is, dare I say, very similar to a Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, yes, is the name that all the Alabama fans can look at and remember and relate to. But is he Roma Dunze?
Yeah,
because we're talking related to this current the current staff. We've talked about it a couple different times, the staff's affinity for big-bodied wide receivers, and you got one in Derek Meadows in the pass class. Latsia Brooks, not quite the same guy, but you got a big-bodied receiver in Derek Meadows. And I'm sure you're going to talk about one more big-bodied wide receiver, but it just seems like this is the type. And, if the best wide receiver in the class fits your fits your prototype of what you're looking for in your offense, then you need to put all the chips in the middle for him.
Yeah, I mean, outside of him, if we're talking about, you mentioned the other offensive targets that maybe are going to be here this weekend. A few guys, I know we've talked about him. They talked about this guy a lot also. Xavier Crowell will be here, four-star running back from Jackson, Alabama. But I think maybe the one that you were talking about is Max Sutter?
Excuse me? The receiver?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Brian Williams Jr. is on campus.
Oh, yes,
yet.
Yes. Brian Williams
he
Jr.
He was last week, right?
I think he was here last weekend. Right.
But big body receiver, that's who I was thinking.
Yes, in the same vein of, yes, that's what Alabama was going after. So another guy that's going to be on campus this weekend, Max Sutter, who is kind of that tweener tight end wide receiver. I think he'll probably play tight end at this level, but is going to be one of the more athletic options at that position. 6'5", 230, I think. So, bigger body guy that can definitely go out and get the jump balls. Here, I'll just, let me just run through this whole list because there's a lot of impressive names on here. And, rather than jump
Billy
around and accidentally
Charlie
miss out on
star.
One. Yeah, we'll just run through the whole list. So, we obviously already mentioned five-star wide receiver Sadarian Morgan. He named Alabama a finalist in February. Is going to be committing on July 2nd. Five-star edge rusher Tank Jones from Mobile. I know he's an in-state guy. He's been recruited by everyone in the SEC, basically. I think he's taken visits to Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee. He's been kind of been all around the SEC. But Has not set a commitment date yet, so we don't know when he is getting ready. I would imagine it has to be relatively soon. A lot of these guys are kind of getting ready to make their commitments as the official visit season wraps up this weekend. The next guy, Alabama's latest commitment, four-star quarterback, Jet Tomala. We talked about him a lot on your show. Very impressed with this guy. You know, we can talk about him a little bit. I think he's just a really, it's just kind of like what a prototypical quarterback. Like, this is what you're looking for when you think, oh, you know, let's go get us a quarterback. 6'3", you know, maybe 6'4" on a good day, right around 205, 210, is able to stand tall in the pocket and deliver the ball downfield. Now, we talked about how his high school competition may not quite be up to snuff of the SEC, but regardless, I think you see the talent there. You see the ability to push the ball downfield. You see the ability to throw with a little bit of anticipation to his wide receivers. And I am I have gone from being not super really even caring that much about a quarterback in this class because I know Keelan Russell's also on the roster, but I am excited about what you maybe have in Jet Tomala.
I think he's exactly what you want in this class, because we talked about on the Joe Gaither show on Bama Central this week after he committed that you are never going to get the five-star premium Diabels, the Duckworth kid. You weren't going to get that guy to come to Tuscaloosa and follow Keelan Russell. Instead, you needed somebody who you can convince, hey, you want to come, you know, take your shot, because you never know what's going to happen with the quarterback room this spring. A guy who maybe doesn't garner as much attention on the recruiting trail, but somebody that you see all the tools with.
Yeah.
I'm sure that some of the other bigger programs weren't as interested in him because of the competition that he's been playing in Nebraska, but you do see the big arm, and you do see him operating out of a lot of different formations in his high school, doing a lot of, you know, 3x1s, a lot of empty, lots of different formations, and reading a defense, I think, fairly well. But I also think maybe not cheating, that's not the right word, but like, you know, oh, I got a better guy on the outside. Mm-hmm. I see a matchup. I can hold the ball and then fire out for a long bomb or fire it out for the right. A little bit of holding the ball, but I think that if you know your competition and know your guys are better than them, and then you ultimately end up placing the ball in the right place and getting touchdowns and scoring, then what can you really say?
Yeah. I think that's that almost is like a positive for me, because it just shows me, okay, he's very confident in his own arm and he knows he can make whatever throw he needs to.
And think about the Ryan Grubb, Nick Sheridan, Kalen DeBoer offense. It's vertical.
Yeah. I think he's a great fit, like you said, for what they want to do. He's exactly what you kind of needed in this class. You do have to get a quarterback every class. You can't go a year without getting one, especially just with the current climate where everybody's able to transfer as much as they want at the drop of a hat, basically. But the next guy going to be on campus, four-star cornerback Zion Gibson, has been, I think he was not the first commitment, but one of the earliest commitments in this class, committed last December. Did the whole, you know, live stream, had the Tennessee hat, had the Alabama hat. I believe his third school was Oklahoma, I want to say, maybe Miami. You know, put the Tennessee hat on, nope, throws it away, gets the Bama balloons and everything. Makes, you know, I think he's locked in with Alabama from everything I've seen. He did take a visit, I know, either last week or the week before to Tennessee, and they rolled out the red carpet for him, you know. Everybody doing their video, but from everything I've seen, I believe he is locked in with Alabama. You can see him on Twitter sometimes, you know, under other commitments, posting things, tagging other guys, liking, retweeting things. So I think we're feeling good about Zion Gibson staying locked into his commitment. Another guy I just mentioned a minute ago, four-star running back Xavier Crowell from Jackson, Alabama, originally was a member of the 27 class, then he reclassified, I think, early this year, maybe late last year. I know I had his stats written down. Yeah, over 3,700 rushing yards, 56 touchdowns as a freshman and sophomore. Incredibly, incredibly productive. Now, I did say, you know, he's playing at Jackson, so he's only playing at 4A level, not necessarily the best competition in the state of Alabama. But it's just very, very impressive. He's kind of a shorter, stocky guy, 5'11", 205, has really good contact balance. You see it in the highlights. You see him bouncing off of guys, or should I say guys bouncing off of him. You know, he's the initiator in a lot of these plays. He is going out and looking for contact, going out to, you know, crack some heads out there. I'm really excited about Xavier Crowell. Oh, let's see. Chris Booker, Alabama's offensive lineman commit from February of this year, is also going to be in town. Another guy I just mentioned a minute ago, Max Sutter, tight end. This is a name I'm not quite sure on. I've struggled with it. L A S I A L-A-S-I-A-H, Lazaia Jackson. He was here for junior day in February. This will be his first official visit to Alabama. Anthony Davis Jr. going to be in town, a four-star linebacker, four-star quarterback, the only other quarterback I believe that Alabama is really kind of looking at. Matt Ponatowski maybe, but I think they've maybe been ruled out on him. But four-star quarterback Tayden Kawa, I believe, is from Utah, originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. I have seen that Alabama is open to trying to get two quarterbacks in this class. I don't know if it's going to necessarily happen, but if it does, this may be a guy you're looking at. Three-star linebacker Zay Hall, running back Javari Barnett, who's committed to Illinois, looking to get a couple flips out of that, or looking to get a flip out of that guy, looking to get another flip out of a safety who's committed to Rutgers, and this is another name that I struggled with, Riyale, R-I-H-Y-A-E-L, Riyale.
I think that's probably
might be Riyale.
Yeah, Riyale.
I just had to get a few out there. I was reading it last night. So many, and I was like, how do you? Anyway, and you know, you hear three star, but this guy, I think he's like 6'5". We'll get into it. You missed out on a lengthy safety prospect this week, but you might be okay if you're targeting somebody else who you feel pretty good about. And I am. At this point, I feel pretty good about the staff's ability to evaluate talent, so I'm going to continue to trust them in that. Next guy, three-star offensive tackle Mitchell Smith, and then finally the last visitor this weekend, three-star tight end Owen Cabell. Mitchell Smith is going to be committing on June 28th, so it's coming right up for Alabama, but not really a lot to go off of with him. I haven't really seen him talking to anybody much or anything like that. We will kind of have to see. I know he's also taking a visit to Vanderbilt this summer. I think he was in, I want to say it was South Carolina. So he's kind of done his little SEC tour here, but, you know, a guy that Alabama is certainly looking for. But I mentioned the guys that Alabama missed out on.
Yikes. Are you sad? I mean,
no.
Sad's not the right word.
Yeah.
Disappointed?
It was really just kind of a tough week for Alabama. You know, I don't think in the building it was really a tough week because sure. I think they knew. But for fans, certainly. I think a lot of fans got very excited about some of these guys. So we'll see. Five-star cornerback or five-star athlete. I think he's going to play cornerback. But Brandon Arrington, a guy that we've talked about on this show, a guy that we've talked about on your show, extremely lengthy. He's only 6'2", but like you watch him, you see his arms are super long. He has a really wide radius as a, you know, cornerback. He can also play some wide receiver. Commits to Texas A&M and say what you will about it. I don't know that Texas A&M's track record of developing defensive backs is necessarily there. I'll say that. So this may have been a money motivated decision, but regardless, Alabama misses out there. Four-star linebacker Sincere Johnson commits to Ohio State. I think this is a guy. He's kind of one of those tweener edge rusher linebacker types. Again, you know, it's tough to miss out on him, but I think Alabama has a plan to pivot elsewhere. And then the last guy you miss out on, somebody that I really, really did like as a prospect that I thought Alabama had an okay chance to get, but again, I think it comes down to being a money thing. Five-star safety Jet Washington commits to Oregon. And yeah, that was probably the one that I don't want to say the most hurt about because I wasn't really hurt about any of them, but that's maybe the player of this group that I wanted the most. I really like what he does. Extremely lengthy. I think he's 6'4", 6'5". You know, it's tough to miss out on those guys, like I said, but I think Alabama, I don't think in the building that anybody was really crying about it. I think they have turned their focus elsewhere at each of those positions, and they have options that they are looking at. First being to maybe replace Jet Washington since you miss out on him. You go after five-star safety Jaire Edwards, who I do think is very, very high on the Crimson Tide. He's going to be committing on July 5th. And from everything I have read, everything I have seen about him, I think Alabama's the front runner here. You know, money could still very well come into play, I guess, but I think he is looking for the maybe path to the NFL more so than the paycheck. I think he will probably garner a pretty solid paycheck from Alabama, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I don't know that he's necessarily going to be a player who's just chasing the highest bidder here. I think he is locked in with the Crimson Tide. I think he is, I think he had a really good time on his official visit. And I think Alabama has certainly rolled out the red carpet to try to get his commitment. The next guy, five-star linebacker Xavier Griffin, your replacement for Sincere Johnson there, another kind of tweener guy that can play, I mean, almost any position you put him at on defense, like edge rusher, linebacker, could probably even play safety if you wanted him to. Just incredibly dynamic. When I watch him play, I see Jahad Campbell. That is what I see from Xavier Griffin. Like, just that kind of level of versatility where it's like, anywhere you line him up, he's going to go make plays. And then the last guy, this is probably the one that just, like, personally I am the most excited about. Another guy, probably a replacement for Sincere Johnson, but Kamari Brooks.
No.
Yeah. Kamari Brooks. And, you know, I said it on last week's show, I think. I know I said it on Joe's show. Just go watch his highlights if you have not. 6'4", I think 230, 240 maybe.
I don't give a rip about I haven't looked at Sincere Johnson, and maybe he's the baddest man alive, but if you get Kamari Brooks, I don't give a rip about losing him.
Yeah, me, I completely agree. I think Kamari Brooks is another one you really kind of got to go get here. I don't want to see him. I would hate to see him suiting up for anybody else because I think he is going to be a star wherever he goes. That is a name you're probably going to want to remember, Kamari Brooks. I don't even know how to, like, he hits with so much power. He brings so much force from, you know, just driving guys through the dirt on his highlights. And it is very, very impressive. Also plays a little bit of offense. So, you know, can serve as kind of a halfback, tight end, runner, or run blocker type guy, I think, if you need him to, in some little jumbo packages here and there. Just a really, really good, really, really good prospect that I feel. Confidence level. I don't really know, you know, a little over 50-50 for Alabama, but I think it's pretty tight between the Tide and Georgia there.
Yeah, and as he is such a dynamic prospect and you're competing with a direct conference rival, I mean, it stinks to you lose Sincere Johnson to Ohio State. You're probably going to see him in his college career maybe once. I know you've got home and homes with Ohio State coming up, but sure. I don't exactly have those dates off the top of my head. You might see him twice, but unlikely to see him a whole lot of times. Kamari Brooks ends up at Georgia, and you're going to be kind of kicking yourself over his 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I think so. I think certainly he is a player like that that you don't want to let get away. Just so good as an edge rusher, so good as a defensive star, really. Let's see. We do have some upcoming commitments this week for Alabama. A few guys that we've already talked about are going to be committing this week. 4-star running back Xavier Crowell, like I said, really, really good, short, stockier build, but extremely good on contact balance. He, you know, he just bowls over defenders, bouncing guys off of him. Really, really productive at high school. Another one we've already mentioned, Xavier Griffin, committing June 29th. Kamari Brooks will be committing June 23rd. Deacon Schmidt on the 28th. And then Max Sutter on the 26th. So a lot of guys coming up for Alabama. A lot of guys I think Alabama is very high on their recruiting boards. We will have to see where those players have the Tide on their board.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Let's see. Did I have any other recruiting? I don't believe that I did. I think, unless you have any other questions, I think that should basically cover this weekend for Alabama. You know, really big 2 weeks, 3 weeks for Alabama. You know, I didn't even get into the guys that are going to be committing the first week of July, but there's several more coming in that, you know, that span of time. So I think probably this next month really is going to decide where Alabama, I don't want to say finishes with this recruiting class, but it's going to have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, finishes a little strong because anything can happen over the next couple of months, but you have these targets. You missed out on these three that we just mentioned, Jet Washington, Brandon Arrington, and Sincere Johnson, and that is okay. Like, there's no reason to burn the house down because you missed three prospects as long as you convert on Jaira Edwards. Jaira Edwards, Kamari Brooks, and you've already got Jordan Edmonds, right?
Yeah, Jordan corner. Edmonds, yeah.
So you got a corner, an elite corner. You missed a safety and you missed an edge rusher. Okay, not the end of the world, but you need to land the two, yep, the safety and edge rusher that you got your sights on, that you really feel like you're in on. If you miss them, I mean, in Courtney Morgan and in Kalen DeBoer, I trust, sure, largely, but I think that the sting that you felt this past week would be stinging a lot more if you miss on these other guys too.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten asked about, well, you know, they only got six, only got seven commitments. So do we need to worry about the recruiting? And it's like, no, just wait. It's okay. This is always good. This is how it usually goes. Summertime is when you kind of get, you know, that's when everything starts to happen. I think if we're sitting, you know, if we're sitting here on July 15th and Alabama's at less than 10 commits, that's when you start to maybe, you know, be a little concerned with Alabama's recruiting this year. But until then, we will kind of have to sit here. I think fans and the program alike will be pretty happy with the way the next week, 2 weeks turns out. That's really, like I said, that's all I got for recruiting. Let's stick with football, moving to the NFL. I just have to mention this. We talked about it on your show, but CJ Mosley, Alabama legend, one of the best NFL linebackers I have had the pleasure of watching in my lifetime, finally announces his retirement after an excellent 10-year career yesterday. Over 1,000 career tackles, five-time second-team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler. Like, oh, man, definition of a dog, C.J. Mosley.
Yeah, and I saw yesterday, is he the best Alabama linebacker in the Saban era? Putting him up with the likes of Bruana McClain, Reuben Foster, Rashawn Evans, and C.J. Mosley. Was I missing one more?
Dont'a Hightower. That's
who I voted for, Dont'a Hightower.
That one was such a hard call for me. Man. I thought about that for a long time. I didn't end up voting Rolando McClain.
That's probably, I mean, you can't, you just take your preference.
Honestly, yeah. With all three or all four of those guys, really, like, it's, I think Rolando McClain, if we're just talking pure talent, pure ability to play the linebacker position, I may pick him. But if we're going off of, like, what they did in their time at Alabama, what they did in their time in the NFL, it's got to be Hightower or Mosley.
Yeah, Dont'a was just incredible. But CJ, 10 years, five Pro Bowls. I mean,
you know, didn't get the rings. But
Stinks he went to the Jets, and you know, but he, but my man cashed out.
That's the thing, you know.
What is success in your professional life?
Yes, I think he probably had a different definition of success than some people do, and his had a lot more to do with, okay, can I set up my family for the next six generations with millions of dollars? And he did exactly that. You know, he made a calculated decision going to the Jets. He knew he probably would not be necessarily competing for Super Bowls in New York, but the man got paid, and he got paid very handsomely. So, yeah, oh, man, I just love C.J. Mosley. Your run through is his Alabama career here. Two BCS titles, Butkus Award winner in 2013, a consensus All-American in 2012, a unanimous All-American in 2013, SEC Defensive Player of the Year 2013, and two-time first-team All-SEC. Man. Also, oh yeah, this stat, I didn't even realize this. Thanks to our friend Hunter, who, you know, did the write-up yesterday on Bama Central, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI, but was tied for the NFL record for most consecutive 150 tackle seasons, three in a row.
Whoa.
And like, that was at the tail end of his career.
Monster.
Yeah, just, I mean, like I said, definition of a dog. So, you know, good on you, CJ Mosley. I watched the, you know, he put out the emotional kind of narration Instagram video of running through his career and everything. And got me in my feels just remembering that run he had at Alabama. He was so, so dominant in the Crimson uniform. It was really awesome to watch. But let's move now back to the Crimson Tide, back and onto the basketball court. Now, I do have a few basketball topics to get into from this week. Nothing too major, but Alabama releases its home and away SEC opponents for the upcoming season. Not going to spend a ton of time here. You can go read Hunter DeCiver's piece on Bama Central, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI. He covered this as well for us this week. Was very quick to get it up when it was announced. But your home games are going to be Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Texas A&M. Your away games will be Auburn, like we knew, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Again, not much to say about this. I think it's just rounding out the schedule for Alabama. I am excited about this year's team. I was reading, I feel bad now because I can't remember who wrote it. It was not one of our people, but it was someone else in our, you know, sphere of, you know, colleagues and coworkers and things. But someone had written up a really detailed preview kind of breakdown of Noah Williamson, and it got me a little excited, much more excited about him as a prospect or as a player than I was previously. I think seeing some of the highlights in that, where he did a pretty good job there. I saw this week. This was crazy to me. These are not even super recent. I don't really know how it came across my timeline here, because ESPN posted these almost a month ago now. But ESPN comes out with their way too early top 25 preseason basketball rankings, which, you know, whatever, say what you will, they don't really mean anything. But he places Alabama at 24, which I felt, okay, fine. This is not the Alabama team of last season. I don't really have a problem there. But Auburn is 15th. And your reigning national champion, Florida Gators, 18th. Hmm. This was insane to me. I just, like, preposterous.
Do they not believe in Coach Golden getting Boogie Flanagan there? Because
yeah,
Boogie's going to be a big factor.
Very weird to me. Just a lot of disrespect for the Florida Gators. Don't think that's a team that we necessarily need to be giving any bit of bulletin board material to, because I am in the camp that, like, we might need to start preparing for just a Florida dynasty, because this team is, and the guys that they have are, wow. A lot of length, a lot of size on that team, and
What do you make of, what's the tall kid's name? Oliver Roux.
Yeah. Olivier. Is it Oliver?
Maybe.
I think he's French. Either way. I think it's...
Olivier.
I think it is.
7'9". I got a friend who, like, I've shown him a couple times, and he goes, can't play. Too tall. Can't play. Too skinny. Can't play. Gonna get pushed around in the... And, like, he basically more or less redshirted last year.
Yeah.
And my take is, I said, hey, this guy might be, you know, an alien to watch. And he, too soft, not quick enough of feet, too thin. All kind. I mean, he was being a total hater. He was taking the whole hater raid route. But are you concerned about a 7'9" player playing in Gainesville?
Certainly concerned. Yes. I mean, you know, I think it'd be crazy to not be concerned. Do I think we have another? Excuse me. Victor Wembanyama on our hands? No, I do not. I think he's going to be a good player. I think there's a reason for wanting him to come here. obviously it's because he is so tall, but I don't think he is one of those that, you know, he still moves pretty well. Like everybody, from everything I've seen, he doesn't look, that's not the right way to say it. He does look like he's 7'9", but he doesn't move like you would expect someone who's 7'9" to move. He still moves pretty decently. And like, I get that at that height, everything you do is just going to be a little slower. So it's just what it is with him. But I still think there's a lot of room, especially in college basketball, for a 7'9" player. Zach Edey made a whole career off of just being taller than everybody.
Yeah, the bottom of his head hits. The bottom of his head is grazing the net. And
what do you do? You know, like there's no rebounding over that. There's no. You're not. I don't know. I don't. Sure, he might be. He might not be the strongest guy. He might be a little skinny. But I'm gonna roll the dice on 7'9" if it was me. I think he's gonna be a good player.
Yeah, I mean, what's more likely, that he's a bad player or that he averages 6 and, you know, what, 12 points and 7 rebounds and becomes a big problem getting all your big men into foul trouble.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Like he may not be your 20 and 10 guy, but he's going to be an issue for you to scheme about.
Yeah, there's just there's not really much you can do against a guy like that.
Noah Williamson.
Yeah.
Aiden.
I know he's 8 inches taller than you, and you're already a 7-footer, buddy. But get on out there and figure it out. Oh, man. Alabama also this week rounded out its roster a little bit. This is something we've talked about. You know, not anybody really that notable. But you go out and you get Preston Murphy Jr. from Northern Oklahoma, son of Bama assistant Preston Murphy. Going to be a walk-on on this year's team. 6'1" guard, averaged 14 points last year on 42% shooting, 34% from three. Again, thanks to our friend Hunter Siver for the write-up on Bama Central, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI. You're up to 13 players now, 12 of them going to be on scholarship. I would imagine this is probably just what we're going to see. They might go get another walk-on guy, but we've talked about it a lot. They're not going to go get another scholarship guy, I don't think. Preston Murphy Jr. by the end of the season might become a scholarship guy, but I don't think at the moment right now they're looking to bring anyone in on a scholarship. I think anybody they bring in, if they fill out this roster to the 15 limit, is going to be a walk-on. Let's see. Alabama also officially signed a new assistant, Chris Fleming, on Monday of this week. Press release from Nate Oates says, we are excited to welcome Chris Fleming to Tuscaloosa. He'll be a huge addition to our staff and program. Chris brings over decades of coaching experience in the NBA with overseas, with most notably the German national team. He's exceptional at player development and brings a modern approach to the game. He's a great coach and a high character individual who will be a huge asset to our program. We're excited to welcome him to Tuscaloosa. And I am as well. I think, it's good to go get a guy with a ton of NBA experience, a guy who was just recently, you plucked him from the NBA, was with the Trailblazers, also spent time with the Bulls, Nuggets, Nets, and like the, you know, statement from Coach Oates said, was the head coach of the German national team for a little bit there, got to coach Dirk Nowitzki right on the end of his career there.
He developed Dirk. Dirk would be nothing without him.
Yeah, turned Dirk into the player he is.
Right. Aiden Sherrill?
That's what I'm looking for. That's, you know, I need that kind of development there. But I'm just excited about what this guy brings as an assistant coach. I think his experience and everything is really valuable, especially the experience overseas, when I feel like, you know, not only are just more European, international players joining the, you know, American basketball system, whether it's NBA, whether it's players coming over to go to college, whether it's AAU thing, you know, whatever it is. I think a lot of, like, stylistically, a lot of things from the Euro style of basketball are making their way into the NBA as well. And it's good to have, you know, for Alabama to have a coach that probably has a leg up on those kinds of things. So I'm excited about what this coaching staff addition. I'm, you know, optimistic about this year's team. We've talked about it. The return of LeBaron Filon took me from a 6 out of 10 to now I'm looking at like an 8 or 9. I feel really good about this team with him on the roster. We will just have to see what happens once the year kicks off.
Yeah, I'm with you with LeBaron. I think that does add the extra juice for the excitement factor.
Last couple things I want to talk about today. A little bit administration related. That is the university administration, not our presidential administration. Don't have any comments there. But the Alabama hires a new university president this week, Peter Moeller from Ohio State. not a ton for me to get into here. I've read through what his accomplishments are, and while it is a very long list of accomplishments that sounds very impressive, it's well above my pay grade to even know what he was doing. You know, it seems like a lot of research stuff. Seems like he raised the, I don't want to say funding, but like the profits for Ohio State a lot in his time while he was there. So, this will be great for Alabama. I think Stuart Bell, announced earlier this year that he is stepping down on, what is it, July 1st is his last day.
I think so, yeah.
So, President Moeller will take over then. He'll be the 30th president. What is it, the 30th president in university history? Yeah, so, good on him. We'll have to see what happens. I don't think it's going to really affect us too much one way or the other, but had to get it out there. A little bit more fun of a topic. Greg Byrne finally irons out Alabama's plans for revenue sharing a bit, and it's exactly what we all expected it to be. Football and basketball are going to be, they are the main drivers of profit, so Greg Byrne said they will be receiving most of the profit. What was it, 15? Around 15 roughly. Million for football. We'll have around 1 to 2 million for basketball, roughly. Again, rough estimates here. Greg Byrne did not give us actual numbers.
He said that they were going to relate to the revenue that they brought in. And you're like, how much? You look at total revenue and you look at breakdown percentages. He said, obviously, football and basketball were a huge percentage. And then they're going to go to the other ticketed sports by percentage. So if you just translated it out, it's roughly 16 for football, almost 3.5 for basketball, and then you got the other sports. You got women's basketball, softball, gymnastics. There's four of them. Gymnastics,
softball, baseball.
Yeah, gymnastics and women's basketball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, not really anything groundbreaking. Just figured I'd mention it there. It's nice that we have at least a more concrete understanding of what Alabama is doing. Again, this is all what we anticipated it would be anyway, so nothing super new here. But, man, I think that's really all I got for today. It didn't have a ton from this week. Like I said, mostly recruiting stuff. We will have a lot more recruiting news, hopefully, on next week's episode, as after a lot of these guys have announced their commitments and things like that, after we have some updates from the conclusion of Alabama's official visit season. But, yeah, that's all I've got for today. So let's. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to remind you all to follow me and Joe on Twitter at MAWoods_@JoeGaither6. I want to remind you to subscribe to both this show and the Joe Gaither Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us a 5-star rating. And like I said, we'll be back next week with hopefully some more recruiting news on the All Things Bama podcast.
Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.